Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. Leading off today, a primary contributor to the high price of Apple Vision Pro is the displays it uses. Two cutting-edge 4K micro OLED displays, one for each eye. Researchers at Omdia report that the current 1.4-inch OLED displays cost Apple about $300 each. So that means of the $3,500 starting price for Apple Vision Pro, about 20% of that money goes just towards paying the cost of the displays. And that's not counting the outward-facing EyeSight display either. But the good news for the future Vision Pro roadmap is that the cost of these micro OLED panels is starting to come down, albeit slowly. Omdia says that when Apple first started mass-producing Vision Pro, the cost of the micro OLED panel was around $350. Following negotiations and as production ramped up, that came down to $300 each. Omdia predicts another $50 drop to $250 per display in 2025, and that price will fall to $210 per display in 2026. So that means we are looking at a potential 33% cost saving on these key components by the time we expect a second generation Vision Pro headset to hit the market. Right now, these panels are so densely complicated and intricate that they are only manufactured by Sony. Some prior reports indicated that Sony only has the capacity to make about 1 million panels per year, thereby capping Vision Pro sales potential at around 500,000 sales per year. What ultimately remains to be seen is whether Apple will pass off those Vision Pro cost savings to consumers or use the new wiggle room in pricing to add more advanced components for other parts of the components like cameras, sensors, the design, and the processor. Next up today, iPhone 16 production is now said to have ramped up to peak production, with Foxconn taking on an additional 50,000 workers in its largest assembly plant. The company has also increased both base pay and bonuses to help it recruit enough new workers to meet what is expected to be increased demand this year. Foxconn is Apple's primary iPhone assembler, and a single production plant in China is responsible for around 80% of global production, and the city is colloquially known as iPhone City. iPhone production is, of course, seasonal, with peak production typically beginning in August in the run-up to the September launch and continuing through December to keep up with early demand and holiday purchases. Foxconn ramps up recruitment in July of each year to hire those seasonal workers ahead of that August production ramp. The 50,000 new workers hired by Foxconn for this year's ramp comes as Apple is reportedly expecting higher demand for the iPhone 16. One of the drivers is expected to be Apple Intelligence. Currently, the only existing models that will get access to Apple Intelligence features are the iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max, whereas the entire iPhone 16 lineup will offer access to AI. So Apple expects many more people are expected to upgrade this year to get those new AI features. A second factor has been signs of recovery for iPhone sales in China after a brief downward turn. Bloomberg last month reported that Apple has told its suppliers to boost production by 10% this year, targeting production of 90 million iPhone 16 units. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream is the best way to watch all of your favorite TV shows, movies, and more right on all of your Apple devices, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV. DirecTV Stream comes with a 2-year price guarantee, so you can stop worrying about your TV bill increasing and start watching. You can watch all of your favorite programs even if you didn't record them for up to 72 hours. You have unlimited hours of cloud DVR storage. You can stream on unlimited devices at once inside your home. And if you're a sports fan, DirecTV Stream has the most regional sports networks. You can save up to $30 on DirecTV Stream today by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to DirecTV Stream for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Rounding out today, Apple has announced another set of changes to its App Store policies in response to the DMA in the European Union. Specifically, these changes address the rules around app developers linking out to the web to inform users about alternative payment methods. Previously, Apple enforced strict rules that dictated how apps in the EU were allowed to link out. This included requirements that the link be statically defined and go to their own website without any parameters to identify the logged-in user in the URL. Under these changes, all of those restrictions are now gone. Apps can offer actionable links with as many dynamic URLs as they please, and these links can take the user to anywhere, including as a way to promote other sales channels like alternative app marketplaces. Apple also used to require that these links kick the user out of the current app and into a web browser like Safari. However, Apple is now allowing these links to be opened inside the originating app as a web view. But with these changes comes a new fee structure as well. There's a new initial acquisition fee, which is described as a commission on sales of digital goods and services that applies for the first 12 months following the initial download of the app with a link out entitlement. On top of that, there's a new store services fee that is a commission on sales of digital goods and services, again applying to purchases made on any platform. The store services fee applies within a 12-month period from the date of any app install, update, or reinstall. Effectively, this means that if the user continues to engage with the app, the store services fee continues to apply. If a developer is operating under the EU alternative business terms, the core technology fee still applies on installs, and the additional fees are as follows. The initial acquisition fee is 5%, and the store services fee is 10% and reduced to 5% for members of the small business program or on a qualifying renewal of a subscription after 1 year. If you are continuing to offer your app inside the App Store under the standard business terms, the core technology fee does not apply. The initial acquisition fee is also 5%, but the store services fee is higher at 20%, reduced to 7% for members of the App Store Small Business Program or a qualifying renewal of a subscription after 1 year. This results in a complicated matrix of eligibility and fee costs that developers will need to carefully evaluate. Apple says the new structure results in lower fees for developers in both the alternative and existing terms for linking out. And Apple has a calculator on its website to help you decide whether the changes make sense for your application. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.